You're listening to the Cool Beans Podcast. It might be quite dry, but it could be a blast. The critics are saying
that will never last.
Who cares? It's time for the Cool Beans Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the fifth and final Cool Beans Podcast.
Raw.
With this incarnation of people.
Talking over each other.
Yeah.
Start again.
What? Real incarnation.
This trio. Stop talking over me.
It was part of the joke.
My joke. They're on their jokes.
You're a joke.
Why? Is this how you tell me I'm going to get fired?
No, you're not getting fired. I'm just saying that times have changed now, and this is why we're doing this fifth and final podcast. First four, I was three chatting in a room with some other little segments. But then that kind of disappeared. We've kind of all gone our separate ways, so I figured we'd do a final podcast with the three of us together and explain why we've all gone off in different directions.
Very different directions.
So maybe we'll start with you, Andy Enchilada. That's the Welsh voice.
Yep.
The podcast.
Okay. I retreated back to Northwest Wales.
Yeah.
Recently to pursue a career in pop music.
Yeah.
Which is going all right.
Is this your main career?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
How's it going? How the hits come in?
They're slowly coming in, yeah. Fish stocks are down. but they're slowly coming in. I've got an album on the way. This is not an advert, I'm just saying. He did ask.
Yeah.
I've got an album on the way. Looking forward to releasing that, and hopefully that'll change my life for the better as well.
So you gave up the cash cow that is the Cool Beans Podcast to go and pursue a career in folk music?
Yeah, I said this before. Sometimes you do something for so long and you have a think to yourself, you have a good long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and you think, how long can I do this for with these guys, you know? You need to move on and try something different. So I wanted to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the scene like in Wales, in the Wild
fruitful,
West?
Fruitful, I would say.
Is that an innuendo or is that for actual fruit? Or?
I guess it's an innuendo. It's not. We don't have tropical fruit growing there, although it's readily available. It's good, it's quite strong, it's healthy. There's quite a lot of, young 20-something, young go-getters out to make a big name for themselves, and I'm just another one of them.
Yeah? Well, not quite a young 20-something.
How old do you think I am?
You're 20-something.
Does that make me a 20-something? In my book it does. Plus, you're only as old as you feel. It's just
how old do you feel?
I feel like I'm in my prime.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's what you need to feel like all the time.
But do not look back and maybe like 21, 22 and feel like maybe I was more in my prime then.
I can see where you're coming from, but in my case, no.
No?
No.
You think you're at the peak now?
I think it's a long peak that's going to stretch for quite a few years to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel great. You know?
Good to hear.
Healthy. Eating carrots most days. Growing my own
seven a day
vegetables.
Should be getting seven a day.
Yeah, I have quite a few. Drink a lot of water. But the best thing is fresh air. I relax a lot. I take it easy. That's the thing. You don't get stressed out. That's what I like to compare it to a dog. You know when you have a dog cooped up in a little house, a little flat, a little terrier, any kind of dog. You walk in, they're running around. You hear those little toenails, claws, I guess, running around, scratching on the laminate floor. Just the dog is so exciting and has a pent up anger just for that one moment of the day or the week or whatever that it gets to go outside, whereas I prefer just to leave the door open, let the dog go out, let the dog roam.
Is the dog, part of you?
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm not literally talking about how to look after
your
dog.
You're saying you want to live like a dog?
In a sense, so I want to live the free life. I want to roam the plains. That's what I do. That's why I'm in my prime.
So you want to live your life like a free dog?
Yeah, I do.
A rabid dog.
I do what I want.
Not being fed by anyone.
Feral.
No, I get my own food.
On the prowl.
How do you get your own food? You want to become a hunter-gatherer?
No, well, I grow my own root vegetables, so.
Is this true?
Occasionally.
Which ones?
What's your patch looking like? What different things are
leeks.
You leeks, obviously.
Onions.
Onions, good. Oh.
Yeah, spring onions. Yeah. If I ever need to lay a curse on someone, leave a little spring onion bulb in the pillow.
You did that to me this morning, yeah. Why?
Yeah, why did you think Chris warranted a curse?
Did he upset me?
Did he?
This is important. This is why we're doing the podcast, to get it all
out
there.
Yeah, I just felt that Chris was trying to belittle me a little bit. I don't, I've not fallen out with you, Chris. I feel better now. I just maybe a moment of madness. Yeah. So I've revoked the curse.
How do you revoke the curse?
I can do that.
Where are you getting this from? You got a Welsh book of curses?
Folklore, yeah. I do.
What other curses can you do?
Mainly the fertility of crops and land.
Yeah. How would you get a fruitful harvest? What would you do?
Would you do a dance? Well, living on the island, I would sacrifice someone from the mainland.
Really? Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Any particular sort of person, like man, woman?
Child.
Man, woman or beast. Not a child. No. And a good-looking 20-something woman I would take onto the island with me. When I say sacrifice, yeah.
So you wouldn't actually...
Oh, no, I wouldn't hurt anyone. No, I wouldn't kill him.
Do you know what sacrifice means?
Depends where you come from and what your world is. What are you talking about?
Well, I think sacrifice...
Killing someone.
Yeah, sacrifice.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. You just sort of...
Rustle them up.
Yeah. Ruffle, I think is the
ruffle with you. Welsh feathers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you're up to.
Well, not exactly that, but I've moved back to Wales and I'm pursuing a pop career. We could, you know... There's always the option to... we're not going to edit this podcast, are we? But
we're probably a bit.
We could have edited... You know, I'm just saying, for the purposes of that, we could have just gone back to the dog story and just said that I'm pursuing a pop career. Because I wouldn't want anyone maybe to not quite understand the context of that and think that I'm murdering 27 girls like some kind of ripper. Well, it's not the case.
I wouldn't be too worried anyway, because this is the fifth podcast and the first podcast, you know, quite a lot of people tuned in. Listen, download, and then the second podcast, probably half the amount of people listen to that. And then the third podcast, half the amount of people listen to that podcast, then the second podcast.
How does half a person listen to a podcast?
Half the amount of people, half the figures. The figures have halved each time. I'm basically saying it's become less and less popular.
I think one, it would just be probably us three that listen to it back.
Yeah. I'm not going to listen to it.
No, I probably won't either.
Can't be bothered.
Probably just be Chris Arnold. One play.
A few people wanted answers. They wanted to know where the podcast went. They wanted to know what happened to the trio, the Dream. A lot of people on the forums.
You always say a lot of people. That's very vague, Chris.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Loads of people listen to this. I did. Yeah, loads of people.
That's what they do. That's what they do on the radio when no one's listening. They say, yeah, we've got loads of texts coming in.
Yeah.
We've got two. Which is Chris Arnold again.
Well, when we do the radio show, we just make them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Bob.
Yeah. Dave in Bognor Regis, who really wants to hear this song. Click.
Okay. Well, let's turn now to Dom Kidson and find out what he's going to do.
I don't really know what I'm doing, so that's...
Well, you want to leave, don't you? You want to leave Sheffield.
Yeah, but I don't know where to or why or when.
Well, this is interesting. Shit, we can talk about this. Yeah. So you're you're king of the Sheffield bar scene. You have been for a few years.
Bit of an over-exaggeration.
Prince.
I'm a member.
He's the Prince of Darkness. Sheffield bar scene.
And you reckon your days as Prince of the Sheffield bar scene have come to an end?
The Sheffield bar scene.
Prince. Queen. And you want to get out of the town?
Nothing ever changes by staying the same, Chris. So,
true. So what do you want to get from going to London?
I don't know, who knows?
What are you going to do in London?
Might be London, I don't know. It's just an option.
Time waits for no man.
Yeah, time waits for no man, Chris. I'm not getting any younger. I'm even younger than Angelada, and I feel life's just slipping through my fingers.
Health-wise,
I feel like I'm holding I've got a handful of sand that's slipping.
Are you the youngest out of us all?
Yeah, but he looks the oldest because he's the bar scene.
You probably have the body of the oldest man.
Nah. The bar scene has ravaged him.
Nah,
the bar scene has crept into every crevice.
I could have been a long distance runner, I reckon, if I.
If you didn't do all the things that you've done.
Yeah, if I didn't.
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's all the late nights, sometimes followed by early mornings. All night sessions, you know, you never know what's...
These are brought upon, like, by yourself.
Not always.
It's not, they're not your hours to work all night, because the bar shuts at, like, 3.
I once heard a poor girl say, "I'm so ugly, the tide won't even take me out." So what did I do?
You took her out?
Of course I took her out, we had a great time.
Right, is that a true story?
Is that a fancy way of saying you took one for
the
team?
It's not a fancy way of saying anything. We've got to this point now where... Everything I say, you think it's an innuendo for something.
Well, yeah, that's surprising. They're
all releasing
an
album of 10 innuendo songs.
They're not innuendos.
A lot of them are.
The greatest hits of tomorrow.
Yeah. What about that track, Slamming the Fruit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Finger in the Pie.
You'll just do anything to get a laugh now, Chris.
Yeah.
It's not working.
You do anything. Even scrabble about with some made up material, it's not that good. Like that.
Like what?
Like that you just said then.
Just now?
Yeah, just trying to make up song names. But
maybe from listening to this, people will realise
how heavily edited the other one is.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say why we're not doing anything together anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's quite
well.
Obvious.
Well, we haven't really finished. I still want to talk about diet.
I don't really know, though. So
I wanted to see why you're going to...
What are you doing? Just the same.
I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
Making these podcasts. I'm just doing them on my own now. And it's not as fun. But, you know, it's...
Have you done one on your own?
I've made them one on my own, yeah. I've put it out there already, so I've just recorded it on my own.
Yeah.
And,
Was it Chris Arnold's shower thoughts?
Yeah.
You just talked to yourself. Monologue.
It was audio yoga.
There's nothing wrong with that. Doing a bit of creative output on your own. Put it out when you want. I mean, we've all, I've done a bit of that. You've done a bit of that.
I've not really, no.
You've done a bit of artwork for some people. You've done a bit of artwork for me. You've done a bit of artwork for the Welsh Whisperer.
That dried up quickly. Don't know what...
No, it hasn't. You've got a chance to make the album cover.
Well,
potentially. Now we're friends again. I was scared to ask you to do it, but now we're friends again. Maybe you can do it.
When are we friends?
Well, no, just during the dark sort of period where... Which we might talk about shortly.
We fell out.
Well, I didn't really fall out with anyone.
I didn't fall out with anyone.
Well, that's not what you told me.
What did I tell you?
You told me that you weren't working with Dom.
Yeah, you said.
Not saying that you decided that, but that's the situation.
You sent me a really long text message and basically summed up, I'm a piece of shit. And I didn't read it all, it was too long, but like that's basically, I skimmed over it, and that's basically the bullet points that I've done my head over it, so I was like, alright, sound. So it's carried on living my life.
Well, it's important to know, you know, because a lot of people from the outside, they see the Cool Bean stuff, they think, oh, that's a happy world. That's a fun world.
I don't think they do, though, Chris.
That's a fun time.
That's a more
I'd love to be part of that, but behind closed doors, we hate each other.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
we hate each other, no. But I would say that, you know, these kind of things...
We've got no respect.
They can put strain on a man. They can put strain on a man.
You can do, yeah.
I mean, this is stressing
me out. Before that, I think, you know, people can spend too much time together.
Yeah.
So then when Andy went away, Chris's friends halved. And then I took a bit of, you know...
Just like Alistair figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Alistair figures. Oh, there's a strange pattern emerging
there. I actually have enjoyed and I'm enjoying still the creative output that we have as a trio. But I also have enjoyed my experiences of getting creative in my Celtic studio alone as well.
Yeah.
But then again, it's, you know, it's nice to share ideas, bounce off each other, bit of fluidity.
Yeah.
You know?
Fluidity.
So, Chris Arnold, what's next for you then?
I might go away.
You are going away, aren't you?
Finally.
I'm going,
The nation's been yearning for Chris Arnold to just go away, and he's about to.
I might go travelling, and I might start a travel blog, because I think that's where the money is now.
Really?
Yeah, a travel blog.
Yeah.
When are you going to stop hassling people?
Yeah, when
look at your products, your produce.
People used to enjoy the internet when it was emerging in the early noughties. And now, now the kaleidoscope of Chris Arnold being on
there. When are you going to realise that nobody wants to hear what you think?
Because
when I go to, you know, Indonesia or Thailand or Australia, they want to hear my thoughts.
Still
going to
be. I don't think
they do, Chris.
They want to hear.
They don't want to see a picture of a baboon holding a mobile phone and then just you doing a selfie behind it.
Of course they want that.
I thought that was a selfie, a baboon. No, but I think maybe. You know,
I don't know.
You can overpopulate the internet.
It's overpopulated already. It's mainly pornography. Yeah. So the more stuff.
That's got a need. People want that.
Well, you want
that. Loads of people. It's a big industry. People seek it out.
I think it's struggling now, though, the pornography industry.
Yeah.
Because who's buying pornography nowadays?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not.
From what I gather, it's all readily available on all levels, on multiple platforms, you know?
I've heard that as well.
From what I hear. So, I don't know why you would give your credit card details to some big American company that's going to charge you $39.99 a month for unlimited streams and videos of all those different categories.
It's just like any art form, isn't it? You know, your businesses.
Yeah.
Have you ever caught anyone watching pornography when they shouldn't be? I caught a librarian once.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A gentleman librarian in the university?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Just, like, went to take some books out, saw over his shoulder, porno going off. I guess those are long shifts.
On a private laptop.
No, uni laptop.
Wow. Uni laptop.
Well, uni PC.
He got the guts.
How can you get away with that?
I don't know. He's just there. He was you know, it was quite quiet.
Admin.
The library.
Admin pass.
I knew a guy before who actually paid, who had an account with a quite a big one of the, I would say, one of the leading American websites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, out of interest, based on that, well, I went out there. Journalistic approach. I got the password and the username. Wow. I actually went on there to see what.
Is it a better experience?
I mean, I saw
what's the bonus when you get for that $3.99 a month?
More than $3.99 a month, I'd say. I don't know how much it was, but it was, you know, it was. I think it was more than that. I think the range is what you pay for. There's a lot, and also actually, to be fair, the quality. If you think of it from a filmmaking point of view,
the quality is
the same, similar to a music video. If you've got a great high definition, high quality, well produced, well edited music video, it's going to go a bit further than something filmed on a Samsung 3DS or whatever.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, that's what I look for in pornography, is high quality camera work and snappy editing.
Yeah,
maybe a twist at the end.
There should be more comedy porn, because that's another thing I've seen just from. Spanning from other conversations, I've seen quite a lot of porn bloopers. Which I think are pretty funny.
I don't.
Okay, but I think it'd be quite good. I think it'd be quite good to see some more comedy, because porn's a bit seedy, isn't it, and a bit sketchy. And
it's a little bit, yeah. Apparently, yeah. I think by nature.
Seedy. Yeah, ironically, yeah. So, but it'd be good just to lighten the mood a little bit and just have a bit more fun with it.
Few comedy sound effects.
Well, there's some slapstick porn.
Aww.
Yeah.
People falling over, slipping on banana slits.
Slipping on bananas onto,
It's a bit 70s, a bit cheeky, I think, that.
A bit Tales of a Window Cleaner.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Carry on planting.
Yeah. So, we've still not managed to clean up our act.
This is the thing, yeah. This is why I've struggled to actually get a regular slot on a radio station anywhere.
Because you're a seedy little boy.
Because everyone thinks we're the bad boys of podcasting and radio. The thing is, this is going on the internet, and you know, I put sort of censorship over the rude words. Say a rude word now.
F**k.
Yeah, see? Bleeped. Bleeped again. Great. Bleeped, yeah. Like, so it's clean, it's fine.
Bum on.
No, don't worry about
that's
that.
That's alright.
It's alright.
That's biology, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Not
really.
So
that's the thing, it's not, even if you bleep over it, it's hands still over the ears, jobbing it for the little ones.
Mm.
That was a scientific analysisation of porn, though. You know, that's.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's
the
thing is,
someone's
going to talk about it. Too many people, they just never talk about it, and then that's why it becomes this weird, seedy thing. It happens.
You know, loose women need to tackle more subjects like this rather than whatever it is they chat about.
I know, I've seen that.
What they chat about, like,
I've seen loose women,
pancakes and
oh god,
hair.
I don't like that. It's not really good.
Pancakes and hair.
That's what they chat about.
I don't think it is.
They drag it out for an hour.
So there aren't any feminists listening. Chris Nile's been a bit sexist.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's not very sexist. That's what?
Trying to say that all women talk about is pancakes and hair. I wouldn't say
that's
that.
That's not even sexist. That's just confused.
But yeah, maybe you are confused.
I'm confused.
Okay.
This is why this is going to be the final podcast. Yeah. We need to just put a lid on it and just move away, really. Mm. I think we all need to go our separate ways. And
do you think we'll ever get back to do anything together again?
Never say never, but I mean, the podcast has died.
Okay.
It's died a death.
I mean, we've tried a few things. We've been in a band.
We've been in a band. We've dabbled in events.
Yes.
We've done travel blogs.
We did a show at the Edinburgh Fringe. We've tried a bit of stand-up. We've done a bit of sketch work.
Done music.
Yeah, we've done music.
We've done radio shows.
We've made some mixes.
Yeah, we've DJed.
We've all cleared the dance floor, but we've all filled them as well.
Yeah. What's your nickname in the DJ scene?
DJ Moses.
Yeah.
It's a part of the dance floor every time. You know, I've got my special, I've got my hits that I know that are just non-stop party starters.
Mm.
The thing is, people can say all they want, you know, we've tried to do something. We might not have done it very well.
Well, that's the thing, like, a lot of people, like, imagine Leonardo da Vinci, like, great artist, tried all these different things, tried science, tried anatomy, like opened new doors. We've done a similar thing, but we've been not very good at anything.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the sort of thing to do, but then you think, oh, I'll try enough things, eventually I'm going to find one I'm good at. Unfortunately, that's not happened.
Yeah.
Especially as a trifundant, I don't know, is that a word?
Maybe try pornography.
Things like that, Chris, that's...
We'll make a porno, the three of us, young lads, coming to the city for the first time.
Who do you think would buy that?
Our parents?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What would you wear?
Yeah, there's...
What would we wear?
That was not the first question.
We'll be country boys coming to the city for the first time, and so we'll all be dressed in tweed and straw out of our mouths.
That's normal for me.
So you would have to dress up, which is handy, but me and Dom would have to get some outfits.
But if you think about any previous projects, we've all struggled to get females in, any of the people involved, for things where they don't have to get naked. So I don't know how...
We might have to go gay for pay.
No. No.
Andy's considered it.
Well,
the cash is running dry in the folk scene. How much are you getting per gig at the moment?
It depends. I don't normally get... I get paid in sort of yield of crops. I don't normally get paid in cash.
You get paid in wheat and barley?
Yeah, I take it in bulbs.
I can tell, yeah. Bulbs that are
bulbs
magical.
Or sheaths.
So you need a bit of... You actually need some hard currency.
Paid in bales.
You can't pay the rent with bales, can you?
I get paid in pellets.
Sort of pellets.
Or I just say, look, we'll be all right this week. Just fill up the trough for next week and we'll call it quits. But that's the economy. That's what we do.
The Welsh economy.
No, not the Welsh economy. How dare you say that? I'm talking about folk stars in Wales.
Okay. Jesus. I think you're being a bit racist.
I'm not. Think you just made a silly generalisation there.
You're being very stereotypical of Wales.
I am the most Welsh man in the world, so...
Definitely the most Welsh man in the room, so he can definitely do a bit of that.
Well, I could take the piss out of England, and it'll be alright.
Okay.
Because I'm English.
Come on.
England, eh? With their teapots and their beef eaters.
Yeah, no one would really be bothered or find that funny.
No.
The corgis, eh?
Yeah.
I felt the country shake then.
Yeah,
with anger and fear.
So what's the difference between that?
I don't know. Exactly. I've lost track of what we actually are trying to achieve.
That was just a short example of sort of the way we're going.
I basically want this to be the worst podcast on the internet.
So the final three people might download and think, oh, I'm glad it's the last one. No one's going to get...
Yeah, basically, we don't want to end on a high. It's never about ending on a high. You want to...
This could damage my career.
You want to end it on the lowest of the low. So that people don't miss it. Because it's just, you know, because missing that emotion, it hurts. If people were loving the Cool Beans podcast and then we took it away from them, they'd be upset, they'd be sad. But we're producing such an awful 30 minutes of nonsensical chat, achieving no valid points, or not even enjoying it ourselves.
No, I felt a bit sick. It was all right until you said the words gay for pay. And then
that's what they call it in the scene. I watched a documentary on pornography.
I'm sure you did.
Just for research. Research.
But the, but now I just...
Carry on.
Just feel drained.
I feel drained, I feel tired. And Andy put a curse on me with his bulb.
I didn't.
This morning, so I feel all unusual and strange.
No, I took it back.
You can't revoke a curse.
I can revoke a curse. I'm the Welsh Whisperer.
Why don't you... You should get an alias like the Welsh Whisperer, Dom.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've all kind of got an alias. You've got a side thing. Arnivore is your... It's not really an alias, but it's a project that you do on the side.
Don't really like that DJ name anymore. I think I'm gonna...
Don't change it.
We're gonna change it to... What about all that huge three, credibility?
Yeah, the three or four people that like you might lose touch with you.
What are you thinking?
Just back to
DJ Chris Arnold. Chris Arnold on the decks.
Right, it's much more snappy.
What could Don Kitson do as a side project? You could do something like the Wurzels.
The Wurzels?
You know, those Western, what are they called? Southwest. What do you call that?
Somerset.
West Country, that's what I'm trying to say. West Country musicians, the Wurzels.
Yeah, these are big calling for that.
Tractor around her. Don't tell me there isn't, that's what I'm trying to do.
I don't know if I want to do that.
You look like that.
Oh, cheers.
What would you like to do if you could have a musical alias? What kind of style would it be?
I don't think I want a musical alias, to be honest.
The ease of asking a question on a podcast.
All right. If ideally I'd be like Power Ballads, Bon Jovi style.
Okay.
But
that'd be quite good.
I think there's room.
What would you call it? Dom Jovi.
Dom Jovi. Or like.
I think there's room for you in the poetry scene. I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's right, a strength.
There is.
Yeah, but you hate yourself, so.
Kind of self-deprecating poetry.
Self-destructive.
Yeah.
It's even obvious there. You've got no confidence in yourself. We know that you can do it. We've seen you do it. We told you loads of times. We know
you're a great. You're a great poet.
I'm really not though.
You're a wordsmith.
Your trilogy of poems is like the finest piece of work I've ever heard. Pissing in the dark was great. Shitting in the bath.
That wasn't the one though, was it?
What was another one?
Chris Arnold's memory, filter of words. Chris Arnold's editing of life.
Shitting in the park.
What?
No, that's something else.
There's no one
walking in the bath. Wasn't
shitting in the park.
Tom, have you written any poems on the side?
I don't write poems. Okay. To be honest.
Just
every night you write a poem.
Can I just say one thing?
Go on.
Just calm down. We're just having a conversation. And then I'm going to ask you, I just wondered if in your spare time, so you don't write actually at all?
Not really, no, not to.
What do you do in your spare time, can I ask?
Just sort of circle the drain.
Try
not to shit my own pants. Just the standard, really.
But you're quite good at drawing.
Yeah, but only time I ever do anything or create anything and bring it to you guys, it just feels like.
You're a bit of a graphic designer.
Just feels like,
it's very graphic.
You know when a child sort of makes a rubbish picture and the parents pretend to like it and like, oh, put that on the fridge.
Yeah, but you're better
and
than
then
drawing.
Really they just think it's
we rubbish. Can't draw, I can't draw.
Well, that doesn't mean anything though, does it?
So, in summary, this is the last Cool Beans podcast.
I don't want it to end.
And the enchilada is now the Welsh Whisperer, lives in Wales. He's left his podcast dreams behind.
Yeah, he's a spy. Well, he is. I am.
You are, yeah. You've gone on to bigger and better things.
I'm an aspiring comedy folk pop star in Wales. I've also started dabbling in radio work and some podcast work.
What?
So I'm hoping that's going to... And this is... Both in Welsh and English, so I've got my finger in a few pies.
Another sexual innuendo?
No, it's just an innuendo for being involved in quite a few different things.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that it all come to fruition in the end. Well, and I can look back at Cool Beans manager for dropping me.
Oh yeah, that happened, didn't it? Remember that time when on the Cool Beans website I thanked everyone that had ever been involved in sites and Cool Beans and just missed me off?
I forgot to include you, I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind. I can only thank and pay back my support and gratitude to Cool Beans Management, the whole pyramid of the hierarchy at Cool Beans. The one-man hierarchy. Because I've had nothing but support and help. And, it's just sort of inspired me and has been a platform for me to carry on to what will hopefully be dizzy heights of Celtic pop fame.
Mm. Well, no worries. No worries from my end. And that leads into what I'm going to go into. I'm going to go into motivational talks.
Oh, okay.
Public speaking. Going to go around and help people achieve their dreams and reach their goals and, carry on. Whereas
you'd be on the sort of cheaper end of the spectrum.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll get results with me. You'll get results.
Well, yeah, you're quite
you can do it. You can reach the top.
So you've got quite a sort of annoying voice.
Sort of chubby, annoying boy.
Yeah. sweaty.
They'll be so annoyed and repulsed by me that they'll be like, I need to get this done quickly.
Yeah.
So I can get away from this guy. Like, you can do it. Go on.
But next time, the reviews on the speech advisor website would be terrible. You'd have zero stars.
Well, no, they'll be like,
I shook his hand when he walked through the door and his palms were so sweaty that I immediately felt sick. Do not book this man.
No, do book this man because he'll push you to get away from this man as quickly as possible and get a better job.
It's an interesting business model. I hope it goes well for you.
Yeah.
It's
a risk, but when has any business not been a risk?
It's true.
Bill Gates took a risk. Look what happened there. Microsoft.
Okay.
Windows.
Well, I guess we just need to know where Dom Kitson's going to finally wrap this up.
Wrap this bad boy up.
No one even know where I'm going or where I've been until it's already happened. There'll just be dust in my track.
Hmm.
There'll just be evidence of it.
It'll
be like trailing in the Man of Steel when he's trailing, all these miracles have happened all around. And they're all connected and the thing, and they just...
Cool, so what are you actually going to do?
Don't know. It's one of the earth.
You're going to go into porn.
I'm really not going to go into porn. Why are you bringing up porn?
You could be a baker.
I could be a baker.
I don't know. I think we'll all be all right. We're all good kids.
Are we going to stay in touch?
Not physically, but I'll phone you every now and again.
Okay. What about me and you, Dom? Are you going to stay in touch when you go to London and become
a big porn star? We keep in touch. Chris and I, we talk a little bit.
See, like, the thing is, neither of you, like you are, either way, like me, the least, no, so no one ever bothers to
you. You're quite hard. If Chris Arnold...
So the other thing I don't know, I know I'm the sort of the black sheep, the one that no one likes.
If I message Chris Arnold on a public, you know, a social networking site like Facebook or something like that, there are other ones, obviously.
Yeah.
If I message Chris Arnold, I know I'll get a message back, you know, probably within the hour or something, because he's a man who likes to keep... He's professional about it. Of course, I understand that. If I send Dom Kitson a message, I just see that little text saying, seen at 6:30 a.m. No reply.
Dom Kitson. See, that's worse, because Dom is on it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
So that's why it makes me think, I won't bother. It's nothing personal, it's just, what's the point in getting in touch with someone when you know they're not going to speak back to you?
Facebook, text messages, always reply. Facebook messages, if it's more than my name and the people there, obviously someone sending it to you.
Yeah.
It's a group one, I just don't bother. I can't literally physically, if there's more than a couple of messages, I can't be bothered.
Well, even if it's between us three?
Yeah, literally, because then you two always keep saying things. I'm like, can I bother to skip back and read this entire conversation?
That's why you're not really part of what things that we do.
Well
who's
the babe? I say you lose out on life, Dom.
Not really, what have I lost out on?
Great chat.
You two's rubbish banter, and then the actual information being right at the top or halfway through, it's quite hard to...
I'm going
to
put a curse.
You can't do it, you're not Welsh. You can't do it.
I'm going to curse you with this bowl.
No, only Andy can do it.
I've revoked the curse now, so you're alright.
I'm not sure about that.
No, I'm really not sure about that.
I'm the vegetable lord.
Yeah, he's a vegetable,
Is
that an innuendo?
No, I'm not putting down any more curses, because it's just giving my people a bad name.
Should we wrap it up?
Can you edit in... At this point, in it, editing 3 gunshots and 3
gunshots.
And then have that be the end of it.
Yeah, you could do actually.
Yeah, all right then.
But keep this bit of chat.
Yeah, keep this bit of chat, and then they'll think, they can't do it.
Why don't we get these actual real guns? Yeah. And we'll just end it now.
Good idea.
All right, the ones in our hands right now. Hear me cocking the trigger.
Where did you get that?
Just got it from round in my room.
Is it real?
So, group suicide. You ready?
#groupsuicide.
This is
finally.
We're gonna end it.
One.
Goodbye, world. Wait. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, Andy. Goodbye, Dom. On three, we'll do it.
One, two, three. Ow.